Well, good morning. Oh, yeah.
What's up, Brock?
It's 6:37. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
What's up?
We're going to take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Right now, though, let's get to it. Your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Boom. Shirock, rock, boom. Well, John Bon Jovi will play a free streaming concert to promote a COVID-19 relief fundraiser created by his own wine company, Hampton Water. The show will be on the company's Facebook page on August 14th. John and his son, Jesse Bon, Bon Jovi? Is that how you say is that his real name, Bon Jovi?
No, I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
B-O-N-G-I-O-V-I.
Maybe that's
what it is.
I mean, it'll always be Bon Jovi to me, but all right.
John Bovey. Let's see. he runs his company. We'll do a happy hour Q&A at Live Nation's website 30 minutes before the show starts. Throughout the month of August, $1 per bottle of Hampton Water sold will be donated to World Central Kitchen to help its work combating hunger via minority-owned businesses. So, helping out all August long, you can help out by having the Hampton Water. You purchase that, a dollar of that will go to the fundraiser. That's pretty cool. Bon Jovi. Hampton. Not only is he handsome, he's also kind-hearted. It's fantastic.
I mean, he's still promoting the water.
It's true. You know, it may be a little self-serving, but he's still donating, and he's using his time. So, you know, I think it's a good thing, more than most people are doing, you know. So,
yeah, he's not going to burn it, though. That's for sure.
No, he'll be all right. He'll be all right. I will say, though, if I have to go to one more karaoke night where someone butchers Living on a Prayer, I'm going to lose my mind. So, they don't sing the rest of it until it gets to the yell part, and then it's like, okay, well, there go my eardrums.
It's always like four girls, like fighting for the mic.
Yep.
Tongue on the mic too.
They don't know. They struggle through the verses, and then like, oh girls, here it comes, here it comes.
Oh my god! Oh my god! Halfway there.
Like, at this point, I'm looking at the DJ like, dude, just turn the mic down. They won't even know.
They won't notice the difference. I implore all karaoke DJs out there, please, for the love of God, and all things that are
holy.
Sometimes
just turn it off.
Yeah, you can turn
the damn thing off.
But if you see a group of girls that are just hammered drunk, ready to sing together, when's the last time you heard a group of singers at karaoke night do a great job? When it's a group, it never goes well.
No
one's using the mic correctly. It's always too far away from them. They're shouting over each other. No one knows how to stay on key and harmonize, for God's sakes. I implore you, karaoke DJs, turn it down.
It's just a notch or two, you know, full notch. These two of the four of the girls go out afterwards and light their cigarettes backwards.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Or one halfway through just leaves because she's not getting enough microphone time.
It's one of those situations where she'll be laughing. And then all of a sudden, just puke. And you're like, what? Somebody take care of this.
For God's sakes. And don't let them go up and sing karaoke.
Who would you come with?
I don't know. I lost my friends. Can I get four Sambucas?
Right.
Four Sambucas. I want to sing Bon Jovi.
No, you're cut off.
You're
and then
done.
She goes and sits Indian style in the corner and pouts.
Go home, Becky. Go home.
Go home.
All right, there you go. It's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1967, Pink Floyd released their debut album, Piper at the Gates of Dawn. It was released in England. There you go. The world got their first taste of Pink Floyd.
There you go.
All right. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.